That's good. Yeah. Good morning, friends. It's good to be with you this morning. If you are able, I would ask you to stand for the reading of God's word. Our text this morning is from the prophet Isaiah, the gospel according to Isaiah, chapter 21, verses 11 through 12. The oracle concerning Duma. One is calling to me from Seir. Watchmen, what time of the night? Watchmen, what time of the night? The watchman says, morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, come back again. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are a God who speaks, a God who commands and instructs. And Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for you as the word. We thank you for coming and showing us what it means to live and to have life more abundantly. Open our eyes to this text. Open our hearts to receive it. And may we honor and glorify you in all that we do and love our neighbors as ourselves. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, as many of you know, my family and I took about 2 weeks of vacation and respite at the middle of this summer. And I really wanted it to be a time of respite and a time of not escape, but avoiding my inbox and my email, which I was diligent and not doing. I wanted to go to the beach, and I wanted to escape. And I wanted to just soak up the sun, if you will, and put my head in the sand. I didn't think about much, and I was successful in that. But the boys, I mean, that was the hardest part, not checking my email for 2 weeks, how I have been conditioned. But the boys worked hard. They were assiduous in their efforts and diligent in their work. Every morning and evening, they got up and they first spoke about it and then did it. They went looking for crabs. Every morning, talking about crabs and sand crabs. Oh, and jellyfish. Every time we entered the ocean, let's look for a jellyfish. And on the last day that we were there, Miles found what he was looking for, a jellyfish, but a dead one, albeit. And he really found what he was looking for, because that dead jellyfish stung him, which I did not know was possible. This got me thinking. Crabs and jellyfish are such disparate creatures when you really think about it. It's almost comical. You have one who has weapons attached to its body. It has the equipment to terrify, to scare away even little boys. But it hides at any hint of threat. It escapes and burrows and runs away. And then you have this flimsy, transparent, translucent thing, amorphous thing that sprawled out all out in the ocean and commandeers the ocean and attacks everything in its way, stings and kills everything in its way. My behavior, the boys and these creatures, got me thinking. People and nations are a lot like crabs and jellyfish. They cower, some cower, and acquiesce when they have the weapons to fight, when they have the equipment to do something. And some people and nations conquer and assert when it's not quite their place to do so. Past oracles that we have heard, we might say, have been directed at jellyfish nations and jellyfish people. Predators who spread their tentacles and stun or kill anything in their way. But today I sense something else in this oracle. Today our word is directed at a crab nation or crab people. Those who can do something, they have the weaponry, they have the equipment, but they cower, they burrow, they assimilate. At the time of this text, the nation of Edom has become a vassal state for Assyria. This is not the Edom that Yahweh used to know. This is not the people that the Israelites were prohibited from abhorring back in the days of Moses. This is no longer Jacob and Esau. This is Edom as Duma, which that word means silence. This is a silent people. And they know judgment is coming, but they want to know when. We know judgment is coming for us. Watchmen, tell us when. Tell us when so we can be prepared. You can hear the conviction. You can hear the worry. We know we have done wrong. Have mercy. Help us. They cry out in desperation. They want to be ready. When is Yahweh coming to destroy my city? When will we die? In ancient times, the watchman was a gatekeeper. At night, they would stand atop and keep an eye on those entering or exiting the city, knowing which hostiles are coming in and which citizens are leaving. They were on alert all the time, and their commission was to notify the king of any hostile encroachment or suspicious activity. Their job was to talk, to notify, to name, to speak out and declare. The Lord has made the prophet Isaiah the watchman. But ironically, the people of Duma are asking him, the watchman, the Lord's watchman, when Yahweh is going to destroy their city. When will we be judged? And his response is so ambiguous. It's so mysterious, but it's so truthful. Morning comes, but also the night. The light will come, but so will darkness. Mercy will come, but then again, judgment. Judgment will come, but no one knows the hour. The king is coming, but you may not recognize him. It's so ambiguous and cyclical, it's almost obvious. And Isaiah's earnestness in his admonition is quite powerful. Our text, our translation, doesn't quite capture it. It makes it seem like it's in the subjunctive case. If you will inquire, inquire. But actually the verb, all three verbs are in the imperative. Do this. Turn. Repent. Return to Yahweh. There's no if you will. It's do this. Note the grace. Note the grace in this invitation that we haven't seen in past oracles and nations. For the jellyfish nations, there was no hope. Any vestige or remnant of your people will be eradicated. You will be utterly destroyed and annihilated. But here we have a different perspective and proposal. Salvation is offered. Hope is there. Metanoia, conversion is possible. Do it. Because this is a people who used to be allied with God's people. But you have gone far off. It's time to return. They did not provide military support when Jerusalem was being attacked. They have betrayed God. They cowered and threw their heads in the sand, and they did not speak up, and they did not use their weapons when the time was needed. They have become a crab nation. Duma leaned into the ways of the world, as we have seen in other nations, as we've seen in God's own people. Perhaps they initially put up a fight against Assyria before becoming a vassal state. But did they do all they could do in everything else thereafter? Did they just stick their heads in the sand and soak up the sun and not cause any controversy and not name anything that they should have named? They may not have bought into the avarice of Assyria, the need to control and possess, but they didn't do something that they should have done. And they have become accomplices. They are now complicit, and they stand judged. Duma stands for a kingdom of silence. Not the right kind of silence that's prompted by reverence for God or respect for one's neighbor. This is a silence that deliberately doesn't speak up when it should. A silence that's unsheathed and wielded as a weapon. A deliberate silence. A cowering, lacking courage. And it shows. They know this. This is a kingdom, this is a nation that's acutely aware of the wrong that it's done. They didn't name what was wrong. And they didn't do something about it. Duma is complicit. And they will be treated like Babylon and like Assyria. They bow to that false god. They play by the rules of the game of the cheaters and the frauds. They welcome duplicity as a legitimate lifestyle. Their silence is what indicates their assimilation. I got to thinking about this and how a complicitor, what we might call a complicitor, the complicit, is equally a predator. They peddle another form of tyranny. Their silence and assimilation is just as dishonoring to God and harmful as their harmful to their neighbor as the power plays of the jellyfish nation. In turn, Yahweh responds in similar manner. He will be silent. He will not prepare you. He will not warn you. Because you did not warn. Because you did not open your mouth. He will be silent because you have been silent. Everybody's doing it. That's just the way it is. That's what we've always done. It's not my fault. I didn't do anything. That's not my problem. Silence, complicity, and assimilation is all around us. Duma is alive and kicking today. Same costume, different mask. In the kingdom of God, both the jellyfish and the crab stand in judgment. The conspirators and the complicitors, Babylon and Assyria, but also Edom. The aggressors and oppressors, and the taciturn and timid. The shouters and those who stay silent. Those who take matters into their own hands, and those who maintain the status quo. In our day and age, friends, we need watchmen. We need namers, notifiers, truth tellers, prophets. Those who blow the whistle when the dark horses start pounding the ground. Those who will notify the king when a citizen leaves. Those who refuse to remain silent. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us this day examine ourselves. What worldly ways have we absorbed? What patterns of behavior have we accepted as normal? In what wrongs have we been accomplices? Where have we deliberately remained silent? As we think about these patterns and ways of the world, perhaps it's in the way that we think about leadership. Or in our business practices. Perhaps it's in how we drive. Or reprimand and raise our kids. Perhaps it's in the things we do on vacation or what we post on social media. Perhaps it's so entrenched and embedded in how we interact with one another. Things that we say to each other's faces and things we say behind each other's backs. We cannot let the powers and principalities of this world dictate how to live in the kingdom of God. We cannot fall into line or fold in what everyone else is doing, how they relate, how they live. We have to be alert. We have to take everything captive. We have to lean into our Lord and King's alternative way of living. Repent and believe that the kingdom of God is here. Turn, repent. Return to Yahweh. And let us act like it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your purifying and convicting word. Lord, we confess that we have not always done the right thing. We confess our sins of commission. But we also confess our sins of omission. Things we should have done. Things we should have said. Lord, we live in a world, in a culture, in a society of confusion, of accommodation, of assimilation. Lord, it is difficult to counter and combat the ways of this world and how we interact and how we relate. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ask for your guidance. We ask for your conviction. We ask for your grace and your power to be your people and to not be accomplices. For your name and love of our neighbor is what we pursue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.